What's going on, Wisconsin? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're in the 3 o'clock hour, so it means we're talking money. Today, specifically, monopolies, why they're really bad for democracy. My guest is Barry Lynn, Executive Director of the Open Markets Institute. He's written 3 books on this. I think reading about monopolies is incredibly interesting. It almost reads like spy novels in many ways. The book, The Informant, from back in the day, I mean, that was incredible, right? This was about the Archer Daniel Midland price-fixing scheme. I bet Barry's books are real page-turners, too. Their End of the Line, which came out in 2005, Cornered as in Markets, Cornered is the name of the book, 2010, and Liberty from All Masters, including corporate overlords, right? That book came out in 2020. Thanks so much for being here, Barry. I wanted to ask you this question. J.D. Vance talks the talk of being a capitalist and taking a hard line against monopolies, but that's a bunch of hooey, is it not? I mean, you say pretty clearly that J.D. Vance is just faking it and basically BSing the American people. Why do you say that?
You know, you have to look at not what people say, but what they do. And you have to look at who their friends are. And so what we've seen with J.D. Vance is he does what is necessary to advance the interests of J.D. Vance. And he hangs with people whose interests are not the continuation of democracy and open markets in the United States. So, Now, if J.D. Vance were just a guy, living in Columbus, Ohio, I think he could be a good, a good ally for our cause. But that's not the J.D. Vance we're dealing with here. So he knows how to talk the talk. But, it's like there's absolutely no reason to think that he's going to walk the walk, and a lot of reasons to think we're going to see the exact opposite.
Yeah, he is deeply concerning to me, as is President Trump, when we think about someone installing loyalists to run something like the Federal Trade Commission, which is in charge of investigating monopolies and often works hand in glove with the Federal Department of Justice to bring the sorts of cases like the two that we've seen brought successfully, or one that's been brought successfully against Google and one that just got underway today. Monopoly investigations and cases brought by the DOJ are good for consumers. They're good for the middle class because, again, the more competition you have, you'll see price competition. Prices will come down. When you see monopolistic power, prices go up. It adds to inflation. When you think about the potential for a Kamala Harris administration versus a Donald Trump administration and what the FTC and DOJ enforcement actions might look like, what are the differences that voters can expect there between these two administrations?
Yeah, so Donald Trump, he had 4 years. He actually talked a lot about a monopoly when he was running in 2016, but then when he got into power, his people really did almost nothing. They did bring the case against Google, one of the cases against Google in October, but that was only because they were under pressure to do that from Rupert Murdoch, who hates Google, because he thinks that Google's stealing his money. Mm-hmm. Because he runs the News Corp, he runs the Wall Street Journal. So that was a favor to Rupert Murdoch. But other than that, they really did nothing. Joe Biden, after he took power, turned out to be a revolutionary actor when it comes to monopoly. He overthrew intentionally, overtly, in public. He said, we are getting rid of the Reagan approach to monopoly. We're going back to the original American approach to dealing with concentrated power. And then he hired these two amazing change agents, Lena Khan to run the FTC and Jonathan Cantor to run the DOJ Antitrust Division. And we are now living through the most important period of anti-monopoly enforcement in American history. This is more important than the period around Standard Oil, more than 100 years ago. And so you may not always hear this in the newspapers, but it's like this is the best period, the most important period. Kamala Harris is my sense, and this is from we got lots and lots of folks, all of the signaling that her staff is giving, all of the signaling we're getting from our friends on the inside, is that not only will she continue with what Joe Biden has done, not only will she keep driving this effort forward, she's going to double down on it. That would be our bet.
Quite a stark difference. Which one of those approaches between another Donald Trump term and a potential Kamala Harris term as president will serve the middle class and consumers better, all else being equal? If nothing else changed, which one would help out the middle class more?
Oh, middle class? I mean, there is zero doubt. I mean, it's like what they're going to do. If Kamala Harris, she's already said she's going to be focused on an opportunity economy. That means helping out small business. She's going to be breaking the concentrations of power that have driven this radical rise in the cost of rent and the cost of housing. She said that. They're going to continue to go after the choke points that are resulting in all this skyrocketing prices for food. I mean, It's like, why are the price of food so high? It's because we only have four major groceries in America, and two of them are trying to merge right now, Kroger's and Albertsons, and most of them have local monopolies that they exploit. So it's like, Harris, Vice President Harris knows exactly why the middle class has been hurting, and she intends, because she's a member of the middle class, she comes out of the middle class, she knows how people are hurting. Personally, she's gonna, she's got the tools to fix it, and by God, she's gonna do it.
What one of the things that scares me is when you have a presidential candidate effectively saying to certain corporate interests, and here big oil comes to mind, but there are certainly other corporate interests. Hey, you donate to me, you help me get elected, I'll reduce regulations. Is there not a whiff, if not a stench, coming from Donald Trump if he's going to pick those who have helped him and leave those corporations alone, leave those monopolies alone? And if you haven't helped him, if you weren't on his side, he's going to use every agency of federal government to try to punish those corporations. Do you share that concern with me, Barry?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's like we saw this a bit with Richard Nixon back in the day. He used the anti-monopoly laws to target some of his enemies. Remember, and Richard Nixon had his enemies book.
Yes, the enemies list. Yep.
Yeah. So he. Let's be honest, Donald Trump's enemies list is a lot longer than Richard Nixon's. So and he has already said, I'm going to use the government in every which way to punish my enemies. So that includes anti-monopoly. So
and what it doesn't include, Barry, I'm sorry, I got to jump in because we're running out of time. What it doesn't include is explicitly caring about you and me and the middle class and those that actually worry about whether or not we're going to pay for groceries. Thank you so much, Barry, my special guest on this edition of Maggie Talking Monopolies and Money and Millionaires is Barry Lynn, Executive Director of the Open Markets Institute. Where can people find out more? What's the website to go to, Barry?
Just openmarketsinstitute.org.
You can check it out there. Thank you so much, Barry. My name is Maggie Dawn, and you're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to be back with Civic Media's own Terry Barr for what's local and overlooked and good in your neighborhood. Keep it locked, everybody. Your farm update is next.